Very often, people come to me and they said, "Father, I would not want to do what you do. I would not want your job. Not at all." I have to say, one time the person expanded, "You know, I wouldn't want your job," because when it comes down to it, and it kind of surprised me what he said, of all the things he could have said, he says, "I like my weekends. I wouldn't want my weekend ruined." You know? I thought, well, that was a strange. There's many things, the reason why you wouldn't want to be a priest, I guess. But oftentimes when people say, "I wouldn't want to do what you're doing because I couldn't stand to have to get up here and to give a homily every single week in front of all these people, that would be truly hard." And then I thought the same thing. You know, myself, I remember taking these public speaking classes in high school and college, and I about wet my pants. The idea of going up in front of people. I mean, seriously, I had anxieties. I remember doing it in college. I was just shaking. And I can remember when I first gave my first homily at the seminary, and that's no place to have your first homily, you know, in front of your peers and 10 priests, you know. And I gave my first homily, and after they got done, you know, after the service was completed, they said, it really wasn't as bad as you think. Which means it was. It was. And the other comment was, "Don't worry, you'll get better." And I know, I flopped, you know. Here we see in this gospel reading, this is Jesus' first homily. This is his first homily. You know, last week was his first miracle, the wedding feast of Cana. And now this is his first homily that he gave. Now I believe when he gave his first homily, he was confident. And surely he didn't wet in his pants, you know. He was confident in what he was saying. And I think if he gave that homily here today, what he would be known for and what would bring people back was not the powerful words that he gave. I think it was probably because it was 15 seconds long. It was the shortest homily ever in the history of time. It was 15 seconds long. Today's scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. And he sat down. 15 seconds. The most powerful and most telling homily of all time. Indeed, what he said in those words was, "I am the Messiah. I am the one that came down to this earth. I am God who has come to set you free from sin, set you free from death, and to live a life compassionate to those in need." That's what he's saying. It's the most telling and most important homily ever given. He was telling who he was and what we are about. Each of us has a mission, and he was giving us that mission. The mission to set people free from sin and death and to take care of those in need. He was telling us to do that. And we find in the second reading that we are all part of the body of Christ. Each of us has an important part to play. You know, I look upon this congregation right here and I see hundreds of people that are part of this community that have given themselves in some capacity, that have in some way have shared who they are to build up God's kingdom. And each of us is called to do the same. We're all called. Whatever, if we do something, we affect it. If we don't do something, we affect that body. And indeed, we're called to build up God's kingdom. In this year of mercy that Pope Francis has proclaimed, we can truly do that through living out the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. You know, he's told us through this year of mercy to do those corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Through that, we do, in many ways, we do help end sin and end death and to take care of those in need. You know, today is, as I said at the very beginning of Mass, is Commitment Sunday for the Catholic Ministries Appeal. And we do build up God's kingdom. We do end sin. We do end death by our participation in this ministry's appeal. We do that through giving money to the seminary. Do you know that this year there will be seven guys that will become priests in our diocese? Seven guys. That's an important influx into, and then the following year it's going to be 5, and then it'll be 9. You know, there's going to be a trend of high numbers that are coming out, and that's because of our prayer, and it's because of our support. You know, that men are being flushed out and accepting the call to end sin and to end death and to take care of those in need. And of course, we do that through Catholic Charities. And Catholic Charities feeds the hungry and clothes the naked. And Catholic Social Services, as I have mentioned before, Catholic Social Services is alive right in here in this parish. You know, one of the things that we've tapped into is that we have kids that in many ways have been broken in some ways. And through Catholic Social Services, they can get the counseling they need. You know, we have 10 plus kids that get the counseling they need in our school. You know, indeed, through our giving to the Catholic Ministries Appeal, we bring God to the campuses of our universities and to the hospitals. And especially, we bring God and we bring help to those at St. Rita's. You know, we have people from our parish that work at St. Rita's, and he constantly tells me they do excellent work. Wonderful work is happening at St. Rita's School for the Blind and the Deaf. It's the deaf. For those that are deaf. And indeed, wonderful work is being done there, and it's through our contributions that that is made alive. And new evangelization is happening in our parishes because we're giving back. We're giving back and we're building up God's kingdom. Indeed, we hear in our gospel reading that Jesus is the fulfillment of the things to come. He's the fulfillment. He is the Messiah. Indeed, we're called to embrace that in our lives and embrace his mission to end sin and to end death and to take care of those in need. May we do that today. May we do that always. Amen.